Shaylee Peters joining you now on the Rural Radio Network, and it's time to look back on this week's market activity as we visit with Justin Lovegrove from the ARC Group in Lincoln. And Justin, kind of a rough week in the grains as far as overall numbers. What can you tell us looking back on this week?
Yeah, it was another one of those volatile weeks. We had some decent up days, some really weak days, a big government report that we'll go over in a minute. But actually, Deets corn on the week only closed down a penny and a quarter after coming back Friday a little bit, closing at 333 even. November beans were actually up 7 1/4 on the week, closing at 981 3/4. And the Deets wheat, wheat actually had a decent week across all of them this week. It was up about a nickel, closed at 442 1/4. I was noticing also Minneapolis wheat we watch a lot, and it's about 30 cents off below, closed up 10 on Friday. Had a big day, but the wheat's definitely cut a little bit here. It might have, you know, enough low prices and demand creation penciled in to maybe put a bottom in for a while.
All right, and then, of course, that big report coming out Friday, that WASD report, a little bit surprising reaction to that. The corn actually ended up higher.
Yep. We say this a lot, I think, and this is one of those days that perfectly shows that the market has an idea, is always trading what they think would be current information. And obviously everything you've heard in the last, you know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks has been bearish, 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 big crops. People starting to joke about a 173, 174 crop. Informa comes out with a 175. All of a sudden the market's going down every day, and they have a number that's just penciled in and it's in the market. And then the number actually comes out and it's probably more bearish than they thought. But the market's comfortable with it, and it rallied back on Friday. I love when markets do that because it just kind of tells you, okay, the market took in that number and built a base, and they're saying, okay, we might have that penciled in for now. But, yeah, huge report on Friday. Corn yield, they came out and guessed 175.1. They raised it 7.1 bushels compared to a month ago. You know, huge increase in the corn yield. Analyst guess was about 170.1. So it was, you know, 4+ bushel higher than the average guess coming into the report. Shows you how, you know, volatile the analyst guess can be. Actually above the highest analyst guess. Corn production was about 400+ million bushel higher than the average guess, 15.153 billion, huge crop. Soy, for the most part, same thing. Analyst guess was about 47.5 bushel an acre. It came in at 48.9. They raised the yield 2.2 bushels month over month, huge increase. They put soy production at 4.06 billion versus a guess of about 3.94. The bullish part, I would say, that is has a floor underneath this thing is old crop stocks. Last month, the July report, they came out with the soybean ending stocks for 15-16 crop year of 350 million. They took 195 million out of that this month. The guess came out at 255 million carryout. That's about 65 million lower than the average guess. Corn, kind of the same thing. They just slightly raised it this month, but it's actually below analyst guess by about 10 million. So that was, I would say, is the bullish part of the report. So with the crop getting raised, that kind of a yield, that kind of a size, you know, carryouts could have been really outlandish. When they look at, you know, what the demand is, and carryout only raised about 330 million compared to last month, because somewhere they're going to jack up demand. When the board gets down here, demand gets fired up, and it starts to eat into carryout a little bit, which is what we really want to see here. So they put the corn carryout at 2.409 billion. My guess is that's going to probably be one of the biggest numbers printed this year. And it'll probably trend down further into December and the spring, just because that's a big number. And I think demand will definitely keep increasing from there. Bean carryout, they put it 330 million next year. That's a little bit higher than the average guess. But with the size of the bean yield that it came out with, it really shows that they're really comfortable with demand. And they'll show us in a couple weeks what they actually did to get that demand number with exports. So all in all, you saw when that report came out Friday, corn, beans, everything was getting crushed. We put a new low in on the corn by about 7 or 8 cents. It's since once traded lately. And it found buying support right at 322.5, 323 Deets corn, and it rallied off. It came right back, closed on the highs of the day, up a dime. I love seeing those reversals. You know, you see a big trend going down in the corn, for months here, and you see a big breakout to the bottom on big volume on a report day, and then the market decides it's factored in and closes higher on the day. That's a great reversal, making a new low for the move and coming back. So that's the main gist of it. Big crops and big demand, like we've been talking about on the radio lately. I think that's going to carry through for the next month. I don't see a ton of upside or massive downside in this market. I think it's just going to be a grinder. And hopefully work through a lot of these stocks that we have available now.
All right. Thanks, Justin. Again, getting some commentary off of that report coming out on Friday. If you would like more information from the ARSC group, you can give them a call toll free at 866-574-2724 or go online to agriskconsulting.net. I'm Shaylee Peters on the Rural Radio Network.